thing from the West Cap, West Coast. It's like Cape Town and Compton or Stip Bros. If you don't understand our slang, keep your big closed. I grew up around Tupacs, they were all on death row. Yes, my brasa ran from the police and the metros. And if there's a little shootout, do like John and get low. No East Side boys, yeah, bruh. The Western Cape is very colorful. For the Boomer Winebook, I'm throwing up the W's. Home of the brave, living space of the innocent. Gangs in LA and CA, that's no coincidence. Stray bullets flying, but the others are deliberate. Tourists going home, wishing that they never visited. My people are indigenous, and yes, they are the lost ones. Cape colored, Cape Malay, that's the way they classed us. Even though they tried to break us down, we too strong. It's nothing but a G-thang, and I'm the new Snoop Dogg. Bad and bourgeois, I don't like cunners that's bougie. You under the impression that I have the yellow groupies. But don't worry now, rather take a load off. Moy colored cunners, that's what the Cape is known for. And the junk part is that we were taught apartheid. Now every ghetto youth, he wants to be a Scarface. But if hip-hop is the culture in which we partake, then we will build our people up until the point they can't break.
I'm from the city where the skinny niggas die.
Where you from? Now you from?
Cops. I'm from the city where we struggle to survive.
Where you from? Now you from?
Cops. I'm from the city that the government divide.
Where you from? Now you from?
Cops. I'm from the city where all colors collide.
Where you from? Now you from?
Cops. To live and die in CA. To live and die in CA. Do you know what it takes to live and die in CA? To live and die in CA. We pray every day to live and die in CA. To live and die in CA. Do you know what it takes to live and die in CA? To live and die in CA. We pray every day to live and die in CA. To live and die in CA. Do you know what it takes to live and die in CA? To live and die in CA. We pray every day to live and die in CA. To live and die in CA. Do you know what it takes to live and die in CA? To live and die in CA. We pray every day to live and die.
Up in the cop like I never left. I was overseas, you couldn't reach me via SMS. I came back, I checked the map, the compass said I'm heading west. And just to be born here, yeah, I know that I am very blessed. Every place has its pros and cons, and obviously we got ours. But the mental slavery amongst colors must stop now. I be doing everything, and yet it's like they not proud. I'm always in the line of fire, always getting shot down. Look at how far I came by spitting these raw poems, detailing the battlefield. My diary is a war zone. DMX told me that it's dark there and hell is hot. The funny thing is, Kapstadt has its own melting pot. Smoke a house for the drug heads, call it the candy shop. Upper class families, tennis courts, and they have a yacht. What? No wonder my brasa kicked down doors. Just look at the place that they were born. Yo!
I'm from the city where the skinny niggas die.
Where you from? Now you from?
Kapstadt. I'm from the city where we struggle to survive.
Where you from? Now you from?
Kapstadt. I'm from the city that the government divide.
Where you from? Now you from?
Kapstadt. I'm from the city where all colors collide.
Where you from? Now you from?
Kapstadt. To live and die in CA. To live and die in CA. Do you know what it takes to live and die in CA? To live and die in CA. We pray every day to live and die in CA. To live and die in CA. Do you know what it takes to live and die in CA? To live and die in CA. We pray every day to live and die. To live and die in CA. Do you know what it takes to live and die in CA? To live and die in CA. We pray every day to live and die in CA. To live and die in CA. Do you know what it takes to live and die in CA? To live and die in CA. We pray every day to live and die. Kapstadt. 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 Kapstadt.
Where you from? Where you from? Where you from?
I mean, I'm seeing in Cape Town. I lived in Cape Town in 1969. I lived in Cape Town.
Where in Cape Town was that?
Lee Street, when I was married to your grandmother.
Yes.
I lived with her family.
Is that District 6?
They call it District 6, yes. Because the reason why they call it District 6 because Cape Town was cordoned off into District 1, District 2, District 3, District 4, District 5, District 6. And it would be easier for the police if you say District 6, they knew exactly where to go.
Yeah.
You see? So they call it District 6. That is the violent area. Mm. It wasn't all that violent when I came there.
Mm.
It wasn't all that violent. I was never attacked by a real scully or anything like that. They call them scullies, like, you know.
Yeah.
Never really attacked. In actual fact, I was a lot respected when I came up there. In actual fact, I left early in the morning to go to work. I used to be 20 to 6, I already be on the road to go and take the train.
Mm.
And I used to whistle because I was bloody scared being so quiet coming through that dangerous area. I used to whistle. And every Saturday when I was working overtime and I came home early, these guys used to stand and they used to call me, "Hi guy." They'd know my name. "Thank you for waking us up in the morning," because I whistled every morning. As I'm going down the road, they didn't know I was fucking scared. But I whistled any song.
Yeah.
And that woke them up. "Hey, there's a man going, this is the time." They must get up. So I was respected a lot by these guys. So,